Well, hey, howdy, hey, y'all. So this is going to be my Proust questionnaire. I am going to be giving you some Proustian answers to this Proustian question. Anyway, I'm just going to jump right into it. So, question the first. What is your gender and sexual orientation? My gender and sex, because there is a difference between gender and sex. The gender that I enact and the sex that I am biologically born with is female. I have boobs and a vagina. My sexual orientation is sexual. I'm not bisexual. I'm not straight. I'm not, homosexual, obviously. I'm just sexual. Let's say that my sexual orientation is like university. I would major in cock because I love cock. And then I would probably have minors in blowjobs and boobs. But, I would probably be taking general studies because there's no specific way that I like. I've been with men. I've been with women. I've been with a man who was becoming a woman, so he had boobs. Well, she had boobs and a penis, which was like the best of both worlds. I'm not even going to lie. I need to make a recording about that encounter because it's one of my all-time favorites. It's just this absolutely beautiful woman, and she had a penis. So it was a satisfying encounter. I'm not going to lie. I love that one. And I've been with women who, I've been with women who are women biologically, but the gender they enact is male. So I don't discriminate. If I find you sexually attractive, sexually appealing, then that's what that is. I'm not going to be like, oh, ew, you have boobs. It's gross. No, it's just open. That's how I like it. So there's that answer. Let's move on to question two. What gets you turned on? What gets me turned on is people playing with my hair. I love when somebody plays with my hair. Or women who enact the gender of male or whatever. I'm not going to complicate this post, but it's when men slide their hands into my hair, like at the base of my neck, and they just slightly pull a little bit. I love that. That's something that'll turn me on and just kind of like let me know that it's, oh yeah, it's on. It is on like Donkey Kong. Or when women play with the tips of my hair and, like, swirl the tips of my hair around their fingers or, like, run their fingers through my hair. I love that. That's kind of something that turns me on. To be a little bit more vague, what turns me on is somebody who is mentally compatible with me. Somebody who I can vibe with about, not only are we sexually on the same level, but somebody that I can mentally vibe with over things like books. Oh my God, I love to read books and movies and like things that you talk about in everyday life, but not only that, but like academic things. I love when I can sit down and talk politics or, because I'm a criminology major, I love when I can sit down and I can talk about law. It's one of those fun things that I like to learn about. So I like when I can sit down and I can talk about those things with people. And that's what turns me on is having those conversations. I get wet whenever I can sit down and have a really good conversation or debate with somebody. It's fun and it's awesome. So that's what turns me on. Question three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I would have to say the characteristic that defines my sexuality is my playfulness. I am very playful. I like to have fun. I'm high energy, constantly giggling, constantly laughing, constantly looking to have fun, teasing. It's very rare that I'm serious. Not gonna lie. It's very rare that I take anything seriously. So yeah, that's more or less what defines my sexuality. Because for me, when the fun is done, I'm gone. If there is no fun, then I'm done. That's kind of the motto, pretty much right there. So that's, sexually, I'm playful. That's it. That's what defines my sexuality. Also, I suck at seduction. I could never be seductive. I would be horrible at it. Like, I always break down laughing. Like, there is just, like, no. It's if you want me to seduce you, hopefully you're into laughing and, you know, me giggling and having fun, because I am going to suck at seducing you otherwise. Question 4. What is your favorite sexual act? Masturbation. That's just it right there. Favorite sexual act is masturbation. It's the one I do the most. It's the one I do the best. It's awesome. It's, you know, not only is there quantity involved with the amount that I can do this act, but there is a quality to it, too, that I love. So, quality and quantity, you can't argue with that. I'm sure if you'd asked me last week, I would have been all like, blowjobs, hell yeah! And, oh, I guess this was asked last week. This question was asked last week, but I procrastinated. Because I'm a procrastinator, and I gave myself food poisoning, so I've pretty much been dying all week, and it sucked. That's my favorite sexual act right now is masturbation, although it could be blowjobs or kissing. Question 5. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I would have to say there are three qualities that my lovers can have that will seduce me right out of my panties is, A, they will have a mental capacity to vibe with me, not just sexually, but, you know, on all sorts of different levels. That's what will get you into my panties is, you know, being able to keep up with me, you know, understanding the changes in the subject, being able to talk to me about more than just sex, you know. Yeah, it's fun to talk about fantasies and stuff like that, but it's also fun when you can talk about books and politics and work and law and all sorts of other fun things. That's what I like. And the second big thing would have to be, you know, being able to have fun too, because like I said, my big characteristic that defines me is the fact that I'm very playful. So if you can play back and you can have fun back, that's an awesome thing. And thirdly, just because I like saying thirdly, I would have to say hygiene. Good personal hygiene is effective at seducing me. I am never going to be attracted to greasy people. I like it when people are clean and they take care of themselves. You know, they don't have greasy hair or overgrown facial hair that just looks gross. Like, yeah, the 5 o'clock shadow or grow the Bushman beard. But take care of yourself. So those are the big three things. Just mentally vibing with me, being able to have fun, and being a generally clean person. That's what is the most effective when it comes to seducing me. And if you're a man, be dominant. So yeah, there's that. Moving on. Wait, what question number am I on? Question 6. Here we go. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I guess first of all, I should have to say that a good sexual encounter involves consent. I will rip your nose off if you surprise shove a finger up my butt without asking me if that's okay. Everything has to be consenting. Like, if I'm in bed with you, that does not give you consent to do anything and everything that you want to me. Like, if you want to stick anything up my butt, you're going to ask first. Or even if you want to stick anything in my vagina, if I'm in bed with you and we are going to have sex, yes, I'm giving consent for you to stick a penis or dildo inside me, but that doesn't mean I'm giving you consent to stick your fist inside of me. It's, you know, there are things where you should probably ask. So yeah, consent is a big thing. After that, safe, sane, and sanitary is what makes for a good sexual encounter. My idea of a good sexual encounter would have to be, you know, again, safe, sane, sanitary. Not standing in a puddle that is very close to an electrical fence that is close to falling into that puddle. That is not a good sexual encounter. For me, a good sexual encounter would have to be something that's public, but where I won't get caught. Or where there's a very low chance of getting caught. And with somebody who is into the same things as me, and they're really good, they're really okay with doing the quickie in the park. That's kind of my idea. Or something, a good sexual encounter would also have to be where you're comfortable, and you're warm and happy, and you can have fun, and you can really enjoy the experience. I'm sorry, I don't really have a definitive answer for this one, so I'm just going to move on to question 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Black. For me, it's black. Growing up, I was a tomboy. I didn't have many colors in my wardrobe. I was all about black. And for me, being sexy is also being comfortable. I like to be comfortable. So, so it's black. And how do I prepare myself when I want to feel sexy? Well, first of all, I shower or I take a really long bath and I shave. And then I get out of the shower, I dry off, and I make sure that I am squeaky clean and silky smooth in all the places where you should be squeaky clean and silky smooth. And then from there, I put on a comfy pair of booty shorts, usually black Hanes Her Way because they're my favorite, and like a black bandeau or a black sports bra. That's how I prepare myself when I want to feel sexy. And that's when I feel my sexiest, is when I'm comfortable and I'm clean and I'm silky smooth and I can roll around in bed and be like, yes, yes, everything feels like silk on my skin because I just shaved. It's awesome. question 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I'm going to have to say living personality, like, you know, actor, actress-wise, I'm going to have to say James Dean. Oh, my God, that man does things to my vagina that just, yes. But also, one of my favorite books, I read smutty romance novels, and I really like paranormal romance, and there's this one author, Cressley Cole, and she wrote this one book, and I can't even tell you the title of the book, because I don't pay attention to the title, but she has this one character that she writes, and his name is Cade, and he's a demon, and oh my God, this is one of my favorite books. I read this book like once a month just because he turns me on so much. There's just like everything about him is superlative. It's just, it's amazing. And he's amazing. So Cade, he appears, he has his own book, but he's also a character in her series, throughout the series. Yes, Cade. The things I would do to that character. Oh my. And the things he does to my vagina, it's wonderful. He turns my nether regions into the Niagara Falls, and I need to stand over a bucket that is, like, never filling, because I would overflow that thing in a second. And before I get carried away, let's move on to question 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? I do. I turn myself on the most. Not even gonna lie, it's not even being egocentric, it's just the fact that I spend the most time with myself, and I am constantly turned on, and it's usually because of something that I've done myself. Whether it's, you know, I've accidentally hit myself in a good way, or, you know, I'm just tying myself up because I like to tie myself up, or just entertaining fantasies on the bus, I turn myself on the most. You know, I'm sure people come in second, but it's not a close second. For me, I turn myself on the most. That's it. Question 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? slut. Slut with adjectives. Filthy fucking slut. I like to be called whore. I love dirty talk, but slut is definitely the favorite one. Because I am a slut. And I like it. I like being called a filthy fucking slut and cum dumpster as during a sexual encounter. I'm laughing because this one time somebody asked me a similar question. They asked me what I like to be called. And I was like, oh, whatever you want to call me. And then I just got this mental image of this person calling me dumbass and being like, come for me, dumbass. And yeah. Anyway, it's just like this horrible, not horrible, but this image of this person like getting down and dirty with this person, and they're calling me dumbass the entire time, calling me such a cute little dumbass and telling me to come for them and saying, come for me, dumbass, or telling me I'm such a dumbass. Anyway, so I pictured this happening with that person. I started laughing, and I laughed so hard I gave myself an asthma attack. I mean, we're supposed to be getting off, and, like, you know, it's sexy time, and here I am, like, laying in my bed. Okay, I need to calm down. Okay. Okay, so favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter, usually slut with adjectives, like filthy fucking slut, or whore, or cum dumpster. Those are, like, the top three right there. I won't let everybody get away with calling me that, though. That's kind of something you have to earn. But those are my favorite. Oh, but the all-time big number one thing to be called during a sexual encounter and after a sexual encounter, good girl. If I've earned that good girl, that is the superlative. That's amazing right there. So, yeah, there's your answer. I'm going to move on before I start giggling again. Question 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? You know what? No gag reflex would be awesome. I'm not even going to lie. I have the world's easiest gag reflex. As soon as anything pushes down on the back of my tongue, I'm gagging. And that makes giving head hard. Because if I gag too hard, I puke. And that's not pleasant. That's not pretty. That's just not... No. Just no. So it's... it's happened before where somebody's like, you know, been all like, I'm gonna fuck your throat. And then they like shove their dick down my throat and I start gagging. And then they hold my head down and they don't let me up when I'm like pushing away. So I would like to have no gag reflex. I mean, I can deep throat with the best of them. I just can't deep throat like a champ because I have a severe gag reflex. So if I could have no gag reflex, I would love that. I'm sorry. I need to get far away from that question. Question 12. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio and why did you start posting? I found out about GWA from my fuck buddy Jay, because one night he was browsing Reddit and was like, hey, come check out this. And, you know, we browsed a couple of the posts together, and two of the first posts that we listened to, the first one was Hannah, the second one was Hannah Slamma, and the second one was Blazing Bella. And it's just, you know, these two were like, oh my god, biggest turn on ever. I was just so turned on listening to these two, and I've always been that sort of person that I get turned on just by listening. And it's, you know, sometimes I like phone sex better than I like actual sex, because it's just, you can really listen to the person, and it's the noises that people make. And then after that, I really started listening to a lot more posts and just listening and listening. And Jay was there with me, and he was like, dude, these are your people. And I was like, yes, these are my people. And it was so, I spent a couple days lurking and listening and just falling in love with all these voices that were sharing these incredibly intimate moments. And yeah, you know, I fapped quite a bit. So, yeah, I lurked, I fapped. Jay lurked with me. He fapped. Sometimes we fapped together. Sometimes we had sex. And then I made my first post. I decided that I wanted to start sharing my moments and, you know, kind of contributing to this community that I'd found that I really liked. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history. Question 13. What is your dirtiest fantasy? Right now, my dirtiest fantasy is having a man come on my pussy and make me use his cum, like, as a lubricant to get myself off. Not that I'm not already wet enough. I'm always wet enough. But, you know, a man coming on my pussy and then watching as I rub his cum into my clit and get myself off like that. That's the dirtiest fantasy. Question 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had in detail, of course, wink. This question is like a whole nother post. So the kinkiest sex. I'm fairly kink friendly as it is. Most of what I do is kinky. For me, my idea of kinky is like, I don't know, like for some people, kink to them might be spanking. And that's it. That's what they consider kinky. And then some of the stuff that I like to do, those people might be like, oh my God, you sick fuck. Like I've admitted to some stuff, like liking some things, and my friends have been like, what is wrong with you? Like, that's not right. And I've been like, really? Because this feels normal to me. So, you know what? The kinkiest sex I've ever had was the first time that I ever actually submitted in a dominant submissive setting. You know, I came to his house, and as soon as I was in the entryway, I had to strip. I had to take out all of my jewelry. I wasn't pierced at the time, but I had to take out my earrings. I had to take off my necklace, my bracelets, my anklets, everything. So all my jewelry, all my clothing. I wasn't even allowed to have a hair tie. I had to wear my hair down. Just completely stripped of everything from the outside world. And he led me into his living room, and he made me stand, and he corrected my posture, and then he sat down in a chair and asked me questions, just like this endless round of questions. And the entire time he was correcting the way I was answering him, the way I was speaking, and the way I was standing, like if I shifted too much or if like I shifted out of the posture that he wanted. And then from there he made me kneel. He corrected how I was kneeling, corrected my posture again, and made me crawl to him. That was the big thing. He made me crawl to him and, you know, suck him off right there. And that was, it was kind of like my introduction. It wasn't, you know, how every encounter has gone since then or anything like that, but it was like his way of introducing me to what, you know, what he wanted from me in a sexual relationship. Or not just a sexual relationship, because, you know, the dom sub power exchange goes much further than sex, but I'm not going to get into that because this is the kinkiest sex I've ever had. And that was that during that day, because it was the first time I turned over complete control to somebody else, to an external force. I was not in control that day. It was body, mind, soul, everything belonged to him. He was the one in control. So that was the kinkiest sex I've ever had, because it was the first time I'd ever done something like that. Since then, that sort of stuff is kind of the norm, except I'm not in a DS relationship right now, so that's definitely not the norm. But that was the first time I ever handed over control and realized that I liked handing over control. It was awesome. So that's the kinkiest sex I've ever had. I'm sorry, there's not much details on the sex, because it's, I don't want to get into details, because there's so many, because it was, you know, there was first the crawling, and then the blowjob, and then from there, he took me to the bedroom, and there was, he flogged me, he spanked me, my ass was, like, raw and red. You know, he let me come over and over again. He actually forced a few orgasms, and yeah, it was just, okay, I'm not going to get into the details, but that was the kinkiest sex I've ever had. Question 15. What's the favorite part? What's your favorite part of your body and why? My favorite part of my body would have to be my mouth. I like my mouth, my boosh. I like my piercing. The left side of my lip is pierced, and I think my piercing just suits me perfectly, and it just sits on my lip just right. I like my smile. I like my lips. I think my lips are really well proportioned. I like the color of my lips. I keep them really healthy. So yeah, that is my favorite part of my body. I love it. I love my mouth. It's just, it's always been that one thing that when I'm having a bad hair day or I'm feeling fat or my eyes are puffy and nothing else on me is looking good, I'm just having a horrible day and I look horrible, my mouth always looks good. And, you know, again, kind of egocentric, but my smiles cheer me up. I like when I can smile pretty. I can be like, oh, my mouth is so pretty. Oh, so pretty. I'm so pretty and witty and bright. I don't know the words for that song, but yeah, there you go. Did I miss any questions? I feel like I missed questions. No, I didn't. So, I'm sorry for the long post. I tried to answer these questions as thoroughly as possible. And now I realize I've got other posts that I can make now too, because I've been running out of stuff to post about, because there are only so many different ways you can orgasm uniquely. So yeah, there you go. That's the end of my Proust questionnaire. Thank you for listening.